Monika, M-O-N-I-K-A, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Dated for the 23rd. Today is the 25th. Date of birth, 8/28/55. Ms. Smith is a 68-year-old woman who is being evaluated for face-to-face today. Patient has a history of COPD, comorbidity, hypertension, weight loss, and history of chronic low back pain, period. Patient states that she lives by herself. She's been having a hard time with ADLs, trying to take care of herself, i.e. cook and clean and such. She's in need of help from provider services, which she has some help, but not enough, she tells me. Patient's blood pressure was quite elevated at 174/125. Patient's medication was increased to, patient had Norvasc added to her medication to control the blood pressure, elevated blood pressure by Dr. Halberdier. Patient has chronic pain, decreased sleep. She finds herself short of breath at all times. She has folks around the apartment that are willing to help her. With cooking and cleaning and such. Patient is found to have shortness of breath with conversation and activity. Patient had declined oxygen in the past, but she's willing to look at that again because of her shortness of breath. Period. Patient currently taking Losartan, which is definitely not holding her blood pressure. For this reason, Norvasc was added at 10 milligram a day. I've discussed, this was discussed with the nurse, who will come back and reevaluate the patient regarding her elevated blood pressure. Let's see if there's anything else to add. Patient's weight chart indicates that she has lost 4 pounds. She also has decreased appetite. Patient continues to smoke. She realized that smoking can increase her shortness of breath. Patient has 3 children that they don't see her very often. She's divorced. Patient requires breathing treatments around the clock because of continual wheezing and shortness of breath. She also has developed some pedal edema, which is most likely related to pulmonary hypertension related to her end-stage COPD. Thank you.